Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Cluck, the podcast where Ted Cluck and Josh Loftus talk about the things that make them happy. Because we can. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cluck Podcast, the podcast that rocks, the podcast on the bay, the podcast that never sleeps.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. No sleeping here, dude.
No sleeping here. We're up early, baby boy. You got your flannel on. You got a big day ahead of you. You're taking the light rail into the city. I love it, man.
Yep. Old farm kid, back into parking space, Josh, heading to the big city, baby.
City mouse. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I've got a thing on the light rail, and I want to know if you've seen this movie. Have you seen a movie called Singles? It's a Cameron Crowe movie from the 1990s. It's on my Seattle movie, Mount Rushmore. And In the movie Singles, the main character, Steve Dunn, is an engineer, and he's trying to get the city of Seattle to, like, basically make the light rail. He wants to get people out of their cars and, like, onto the train. And his whole thing is, like, we're going to have great coffee, we're going to have great music, and people will park and ride. And in the world building of the movie, the light rail gets shut down. The city doesn't want anything to do with it. But apparently it came true. So shout out Steve Dunn in Singles.
It did.
What are your other great Seattle movies, Josh? I'm thinking of a few.
Well, there's Sleepless in Seattle, obviously. Singles.
I
can think of a lot of, like, Seattle movies, but we have some, like, large franchises that were staged in Washington.
Okay.
So one of them being the Twilight films.
Yeah.
If you're
weird vampires
vampire romance.
Dude,
that's Forks, Washington.
I've got a little Cameron Crowe rom-com called Say Anything from 1990.
Ooh, there you go.
Dude, Say Anything rips. Have you seen it?
I have not. No. Here's the thing. I will tell you, Ted, and this is I will confess that this is a failure on my part. But I'll blame my upbringing. Okay? Because I am viciously underdeveloped when it comes to rom-coms.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Every time I watch one, I like it.
Yeah, I know, dude. They're so
good.
But
I just don't watch them because I don't know if it's that, like I'm a man, I don't watch rom-coms. But, like, every time I watch a rom-com, I'm like, dude, that was a great movie. Like,
I know.
That was awesome.
Dude, let me offer my services here, okay?
Please do. Let me
be your rom-com professor. Like, I'm gonna teach an independent study called, Film 330, just the rom-com. I'm gonna walk you through some Seattle rom-coms. I'm gonna take you on the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan journey. We're gonna get you rom-commed up, baby boy, and it's gonna be a nice time for you and your lady. So
I like that a lot.
You let me know when you want to devote a whole episode to that, and I'll just go off the dome and get you ready to go. I'll build the syllabus. Right,
well, we're here and we got microphones, Ted.
We are. We're here and we have microphones. Okay, so
Do you need a week to prepare, or are you?
No,
are,
I don't.
This is one of those. This is one of they always ask the question, like, okay, you have 20 minutes. What can you teach on with no notes? This is one of those for you.
Yeah, dude, I roll out of bed ready to teach on rom-coms.
You know what? Yeah, we're calling an audible. This is the podcast that never sleeps because we're always cooking.
The podcast by the bay.
Bay. The podcast that rocks. The podcast that enjoys rom-coms.
That's it, dude.
So
that's it.
Hit me, dude, man.
Dude,
I almost said
first
Sherpa.
Of all,
is that the right?
No, Sherpa's right? Sherpa's good. I use the word
Sherpa
all the time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guide you up the rom-com mountain. And
all right, let's go.
There's nothing better, first of all, than a nice little 90-minute rom-com on a Saturday night with your lady, dude. You cook up something nice, you snuggle in on the couch, you throw in a little 90-minute rom-com, you're going to be loving life. So let's start with Seattle rom-coms, okay?
Okay.
First of all, Singles. Cameron Crowe. This one is not...
You're saying this.
Yeah, this one is not, like, definitionally a rom-com. It's an ensemble cast movie with some comedic elements and some romantic elements, but I would call it almost more of a dramatic rom-com, right? It's more of a drama, but it's a great homage to Seattle. All the grunge bands from the 90s are in it. All the guys from Pearl Jam have like speaking parts in this. They play a fictional band that Matt Dillon is the frontman for called Citizen Dick. I have a Citizen Dick t-shirt, so this movie was a big part of my like romantic and artistic formation in the 1990s, back before I even really knew that I loved Cameron Crowe. So that one should go on the list. Next,
okay,
we're still in Seattle, Joshua. 1990. Okay. So this movie feels kind of 80s, but it's starting to shift over into the 90s. Also Cameron Crowe. Early career John Cusack. The movie is Say Anything.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Say Anything is nice.
I have heard of Say Anything.
Here's the premise on Say Anything. It's high school. It's graduation day. Cusack's kind of a... He's not a dork, but he's not popular. He's just one of those kids that kind of slips through the cracks in high school. And he's been in love with this girl, Diane Court, through the entirety of his high school career. And she's like the valedictorian, right?
Okay.
So the whole setup of the movie.
This is the one where he's holding the jukebox above his head, right?
Yeah, this is the iconic boombox movie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he decides to shoot, right? He decides to shoot his shot with Diane Court. He picks up the phone. He calls her. He meets her dad. He takes her out. He takes her to a party. They fall in love. It's an unlikely romance, right? Because they're from different social strata, as it were. But it's awesome, dude. It's charming. It's heartwarming. You're going to love it. Say anything. Okay, let's move. Let's give a Seattle honorable mention. And I'm giving this one only honorable mention because it's not my favorite Nora Ephron rom-com, but we'll get into the Nora Ephron world here in a minute. It's Sleepless in Seattle, okay?
Classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Everyone's heard of this one.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Sleepless in Seattle, though, is the houseboat. So that little houseboat that he owns. Absolutely love it. I love being in it. I love seeing the exteriors. I would live in that houseboat in a heartbeat. So here's the thing, a little teaching point on the Nora Ephron, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks rom-coms. They always fall in love over some sort of medium, right? So in Sleepless in Seattle, Meg Ryan falls for Tom Hanks over radio, right? She's listening to him on the radio talk about his widowed wife, and she falls for him, okay? You've Got Mail. They fall in love over basically first-gen text messaging, right? It's AOL Messenger in the late 1990s. So let's talk about You've Got Mail, okay?
Okay.
We're in New York. We're in the fall. We're in the 90s. Mm. We're in the book business, Joshua. It's like they made this movie just for me. If it had a football scene, it would be like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yeah.
But we got Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan at the height of their powers. Meg Ryan's never been cuter than she was in You've Got Mail. She runs a little independent bookshop that that Hanks's mega company. So in the world building of the movie, Hanks basically runs like Barnes & Noble, and he puts her out of business. But they fall in love, Josh, behind like screen names. They don't know who each other are.
They don't know who each other are.
Yeah, they meet in a chat room, right? And then and then they got to figure out who each other are, and they fall in love on the palette of like New York in the fall.
I've got to read the I've got to read like the subtitle for this movie.
Yeah.
It's someone you pass on the street may already be the love of your life.
Oh my gosh, dude. Shoot that into my veins. Give me 200 cc's of that stat, right? Come on,
wow.
Josh.
All yeah. right. Yeah. All right. All right. Ooh. So here's the thing, Ted. Here's I'm already sensing a theme here, which is fine.
Talk about it.
I'm going to run into one limitation that I am fully willing to put the work in to overcome. Okay. Yeah. And that is this.
Okay.
I'm not the biggest Tom Hanks fan.
Okay.
Okay. Now
I have
like
a theory
I said,
on this. I was prepared for this question.
Like I'm willing to put the work in, but I find Tom Hanks somewhat just like I'm not a fan of his.
Off-putting. You find him off-putting.
A little off-putting. I liked him in Saving Private Ryan, but that was a departure for him.
It was.
Which is why I think I like it. Yeah. So, but like I said, I'm willing to put the work in, but just so you know, that is one limitation that we're going to find here, because I'm starting to realize he was the rom-com king.
He was.
As you're like naming all these movies that him and Meg Ryan are apparently starring in.
He had about a decade long run as the king of the rom-com.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say you've known by nature of your age and kind of when you, sort of got under, you got out from under the wet blanket of like evangelical legalism and started to watch movies. You probably are more familiar with like late career serious movie Tom Hanks after he'd already been like anointed. And early career Hanks is a fun time, man. He really is. So we'll give him a chance. But I have another question for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you have your passport?
I do.
Because we're going to Great Britain, baby boy. Are you ready to go to London?
Yeah, I'm. Take me to London.
I'm taking you to Notting Hill. Okay, we're going to a charming little place called Notting Hill. We're going to visit a little travel bookshop that Hugh Grant runs. We're still in the '90s.
I'm in. I'm back in.
You're back in. We got 1990s peak Hugh Grant. The shirt's unbuttoned, a few too many buttons. You know, we're seeing a lot of Hugh's chest. He's got a great head of floppy '90s hair.
Oh, and Hugh Bonneville is in this too.
Oh yeah, my guy, early career Hugh Bonneville, dude. It's a great Hugh movie. And
Julia Roberts. Classic.
Dude, this is on my rom-com Rushmore. This may be my favorite rom-com. It's called Notting Hill. Yeah, Hugh runs a little struggling travel bookshop. He rents an apartment with his eccentric roommate. And do you want to know what happens one day, Josh? Mega movie star Julia Roberts comes into his bookshop to buy a book. Okay.
Nice.
And you know what happens? They have a little chemistry, and the chemistry is undeniable. And the question becomes, what do we do with that chemistry? Because we're from different worlds.
Do I stay or should I go?
How are we going to make this thing work? Right. And that's
right. That's
the question that Notting Hill seeks to answer. There's an incredible dinner scene where he brings Julia Roberts to dinner with all of his friends, and they go crazy when they leave because she's so famous. And Hugh Bonneville has a great little run in that scene. But they're trying to figure it out, Josh. And will love prevail? That's the question. All right. We're going to stay in London for a little bit. Okay.
Man, you are, I got to say.
Yeah.
Like, I think when the more you get to know somebody, the more like you kind of forget what they've got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not that I have forgotten what you've got, but you're in rare form today, and that
you're
firing on all cylinders right now.
Well, I appreciate it.
I just want to,
as so
a,
kind.
You know,
yeah.
I like a bro's got to hype up a bro when he sees it. And dude, I got to tell you, like,
you're seeing like, the fastball
you've never
today.
You've never been hotter.
Oh, you're seeing
Ever.
The. I love it. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like 12 for 12 from the field right now.
You're batting 1,000. You've thrown nothing but strikes down the pike. I can't hit a single ball.
Well, you know what? This is all for you, baby. And this is all a part of your education.
I love the commitment. I love it.
Okay. So we're still in London.
Still in London.
With a twist. It's Christmas. Okay.
Okay. Lauren would be in. She loves Christmas films.
Yeah, we got two London Christmas coming your way, okay?
Yep.
The first one is an ensemble Christmas rom-com. We watch it every year, and it's called Love Actually, Josh.
Love Actually.
Do you want me to walk you through who's in it? Some of the notables?
Sure.
We've got Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson's a widower. Is he ever going to find love again, Josh? I don't know. You know who else we got?
Dude, you had me at Liam Neeson. Like, yeah. I
knew
am
you would like
in.
That. I knew you would like old Liam. We've got Alan Rickman, a.k.a. Hans Gruber.
Oh, dude, I love Alan Rickman. Holy
yeah,
smokes.
Yeah, dude, he's trying to figure out his marriage. You know, he's trying to make wise choices. We've got Hugh Grant as the Prime Minister of England. Just killing it.
Okay. All right.
And he's single, Josh.
Man, we got to find Hugh a lady.
He's single, and he meets kind of a common girl, and you know what? There's chemistry. There's something in the air, a little crackle.
That's scandalous. She's not royalty.
I'll just say this, Josh. When she's in the room, it's electric. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right.
So we got this ensemble cast. We've got a lot going on. A lot of people trying to find love.
Oh my goodness, dude! You buried some leads here, my friend.
Yeah, I buried the lead. I buried the Colin Firth lead, didn't I?
Colin Firth, Keira Knightley, Bill Nighy.
Dude,
holy smokes, this is a great cast.
Dude, let me tell you about the role Uncle Billy plays. Bill Nighy. He plays an aging.
I love Bill Nighy.
I do too. Yeah, I've got season tickets for him. He plays an aging rock star who's famous for like taking his pants off on stage, and he's hilarious, dude. Unbelievable character.
Wait, Martin
arc in
Freeman's
this
in this?
Yeah, my guy Martin Freeman, pre being famous. Early career Martin Freeman. So charming.
Billy Bob Thornton is the U.S. president.
Yeah, he gets like 5 minutes on screen as like a mega douche. Yeah.
Dude, okay, this is an amazing. This is how they afford this movie. Holy,
I don't know,
smokes.
Dude, but I watch it every year. It's so good.
Okay,
dude, have you processed all of this with Love Actually?
This is a lot to process.
I see your brow furrowing a little bit, and I see the gears turning
up
there.
I'm looking at the cast. Like, there's so many. Okay, this one's a little newer. This is 03.
Yeah, we're in the early 2000s, and it's charming. You're gonna absolutely love it, dude.
All right. No, I'm in on this one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door. Individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're a little tired of London.
Okay.
We're a little tired of the big city. So I'm waving my hand. I'm going to hail a cab for us.
That's
and
right.
We're going to take a little cab ride out to a quaint English village, to a little stone cottage, and we're gonna talk about a movie called The Holiday. Are you familiar with The Holiday, Joshua Loftus?
No, not at all. But if it's a holiday,
this is an absolute Christmas banger. Okay, here's the setup. We've got
Jude Law. Say less.
Let me do a little Jude Law talk. Okay,
love
this
Jude
is the
Law.
Jude Law lecture. We got Jude Law. He's single. He's a little bit of a mess. He drinks too much, but he works in publishing and he wears glasses. Are you kidding me?
I'm in.
Right? I'm season tickets. I'm courtside for that. Right.
Yeah. So Ted, that setup was great.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one was a curve. I thought the fastball was coming.
That was a breaking ball. Curve. Yeah, yeah.
He drinks too much. He works in publishing and he wears glasses.
Yeah, dude, Jude Law in glasses is a phenomenon.
So basically you, except the drinking problem.
Yeah, well, like, it's like me if like, I was like, handsome, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man.
And he wears glasses.
Okay, so that's part of it.
Well done.
That's only part of the story, though.
Man, I mean, dude, if that was the whole story, I'd be in.
I know, right? You know who else we got? We got Jack Black, early career Jack Black.
Interesting.
You know what he does in the movie?
Like before, I mean, comedy relief, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but in the movie, he makes music for like movie trailers. He's a composer.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is. Josh, we've got a frazzled, stressed out Cameron Diaz. She runs a company that produces movie trailers. She works too much. She can't keep her relationship together. And you know what? More than anything, she just wants to get out of LA for a little bit. And she wants to try a new life on. And so she does a house swap with a young lady who lives in a charming English stone cottage. And you're looking at the cast. Who is that young lady?
That's Kate Winslet, my man.
That's Kate freaking Winslet, dude.
The queen of the Titanic queen.
Who works in, wait for it, the newspaper business. Okay? So this movie was basically made for me. Again, if there was a football scene, I would be like out of my mind with loving this movie.
Dude, this really was... Okay, because... Okay, and this brings up an interesting topic because...
Talk about it.
I wasn't during these years, the 90s and 2000s, I wasn't watching like secular films, right?
Yeah, right.
So there was an infatuation with writing.
Yeah.
In the late 80s through the 90s into the 2000s, wasn't there?
Writing was like everyone the sexiest was a writer. Movie thing. Everybody's a writer. Everybody works in publishing.
Interesting.
And I can tell you from working in publishing, it is not nearly that sexy.
Yeah.
None of these interesting things.
A lot of drinking problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking problems caused by the business.
So I hear.
But okay. So they swap houses.
Yeah.
And Cameron Diaz is now in the charming English hamlet. Winslet is in LA. There's an unbelievable, like, old guy, like, B story that happens in LA where Winslet meets like this old famous screenwriter. He's absolutely charming. Jack Black, dude, comes in, charms Kate Winslet. Their scenes are electric. They're my favorite scenes in the whole movie.
Jack Black pulls Kate Winslet.
You better believe it, baby boy.
Win for funny fat guys everywhere. Let's go.
Jack pulls like rope with his charm. And with his kindness, Joshua, because you know what? Sometimes you don't have to be the handsome guy in the glasses who works in publishing and drinks too much. Sometimes you just got to be the charming guy who talks and like listens a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you got to be a girl's girl, as my young adults say. Parents, ask your kids what a girl's girl is. They'll tell you.
That's crazy.
They'll tell you it's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fascinating. We'll have to have that convo at some point. But
absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So back in England, though, we've got Winslet meeting Jude Law, and they're getting their wires crossed, dude. She thinks he's just a bit of a slut, for lack of a better term. But come to find out, there's some other stuff going on in his life. Okay, there's a reason why he's sad, and those girls in his phone that he's calling all the time.
Right.
They're not necessarily like girls that he met at the bar. And that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give it away. But but it's delightful and you're going to be delighted by it.
Offshoot question before we hop to the next one. What happened to Cameron Diaz? She dropped off the face of the earth.
Okay, I'm not a Cameron Diaz guy.
I mean, I'm not either. I can't actually think I've seen her in anything, but I just remember she was in every movie trailer.
Yeah.
Through the early 2000s, 2010s. And
yeah,
then,
she had an unbelievable run
nothing.
In the early 2000s. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think every time I see Cameron Diaz in a movie, I always wish it was somebody else. And she's a little bit one note. I don't know. I don't think the acting horsepower was necessarily there. She wasn't going to have a zag where she played like moms and like serious roles in the second and third act of her career. She had kind of a, she had like one pitch, you know.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's fair.
To keep with a baseball analogy. So let me pause here, Josh, and just ask you a couple questions. How are you feeling about the rom-com journey that I've taken you on?
I'm feeling electric. Okay. I'm feeling like I've never been so happy to get pitches thrown by me right now. Like this is I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I have a lot of homework in front of me to do, but I'm excited for it. Like,
yeah. The syllabus is thick. Syllabus day is kind of scary. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. How am I going to do all this?
You know, I came into the class with a lot of trepidation, but I met the professor.
Yeah.
I met the Sherpa. Yeah. I read the syllabus and I'm like, you know what? Actually, this has the potential to be my favorite class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is exactly what will happen if your kids go to Union University and take classes from Professor Ted Kluck. They will say the exact same thing.
That was a seamless little seggy. I love that. Shout out Union. Go to uu.edu. Use the promo code Kluck when you apply and your application will be free. That is a real thing that will happen. Okay. I have some honorable mentions. And some of these are like Pantheon movies for me. So they're not honorable mentions movie-wise, but they're not sort of just classic layup rom-coms, but they have rom-com elements. I want to talk about another Cameron Crowe. And I want to talk about a movie that I have personal connection to because I interviewed the actual guy that the movie was based on.
Cool.
Josh, the movie's called Jerry Maguire. Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
No.
Let me tell you about Jerry Maguire. You're going to like this.
Ooh, Tom Cruise.
Early to mid-career Cruise playing a down-on-his-luck sports agent who's lost all of his clients except one. You know who the one client is, Josh? Rod Tidwell.
I'm staring at it right now. Yeah. Rod Tidwell, the boxer.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr., he's a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals.
Wide receiver, not a boxer.
Wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. So we got football. We've got a bunch of football scenes, dude. Shoot this movie right into my veins. And we've got early career Renee Zellweger, who, when Cruz's character gets fired from his massive sports agency, she goes with him.
Yeah.
Loyalty. She was loyal. Oh, man. Right? We've got the line... You complete me. You had me at hello. Yeah, you had me at hello. Okay. Yeah, Tom Cruise, you know what he does in this movie? He fights for it. He fights for the relationship, and she appreciates that. So we got football, we got love, we've got sports agents, we've got stadiums, we got Cuba
Gooding
Jr. Yeah,
this really was just a movie made for you, huh?
Literally made for me, dude. And it's based on the life and career of Lee Steinberg, the NFL's first super agent. And I interviewed him for my book on the 1987 NFL player strike, which you can find at a small online retailer called Amazon.com. So they carry a lot of my stuff. They carry actually all of it, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
So, so that's Jerry Maguire. That's one that you're going to need to watch.
All right.
How's our time here, man? We should probably wrap it, huh?
I mean, we've got. Let's do this. Let's do this because you've given a lot. This is how I want to end our time. I'm going to ask you two questions.
Go.
I want you to tell me, in your opinion, what makes a good rom-com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to wrap up with your top three rom-coms. Where should we start?
Okay. What makes a good rom-com? You got to be in an interesting place. Like, take me somewhere interesting, right?
Sure.
In the case of Jerry
Maguire.
Setting
is everything.
Yeah, take me in and out of some stadiums. In the case of, you know, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, take me to New York in the fall. Take me to London for a little Notting Hill. Like, put me somewhere interesting, okay? And we've got to have some endearing characters, Josh. Like, this genre, it all rises and falls on character work. And you've got to believe that... Even though he's devastatingly hot, Hugh Grant has trouble pulling women. You have to believe it, right? Or else the movie doesn't work. So we got that. Right. We got to have sympathetic characters, and you make them sympathetic in a variety of ways. You could make the argument Meg Ryan is sympathetic just by being Meg Ryan, But she's sure. more sympathetic when you're shutting down her bookstore, right? And she sells children's books. And that's what true. Are those kids going to read now? You know,
on the street, Meg Ryan is way more sympathetic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So sympathetic characters, a cool setting, and then like chemistry between the two main characters. Like it has to be genuine. You have to believe right. that like Julia Roberts, mega movie star, sees something in Hugh Grant that she can't get in other men. And maybe it's that he's kind. Maybe it's that he listens and talks. Maybe she just likes the way he looks. I don't know. But you got to believe that they offer something to one another, right?
Sure. Sure.
And then you put this all in a blender. You hit start. You let it run for 90 minutes. None of this 2.5 hour mishigas like we got in the movies now, where every movie has to be 2.5 hours. It's a 3 hour ordeal to go to the movies, right? We're getting this thing done in 90 minutes, Joshua. And then, you know, you take it out, you put it in the mixer, and you pour that perfect rom-com cocktail. You clink glasses with your lady on a Saturday night, and you drink it down and enjoy it. That's the rom-com.
This is amazing. Yeah. No, I'm in, dude. That was wonderfully done. Wonderfully done. If I could give you applause right now, I would. That is a wonderful, wonderful description. We're going to end this episode then, Ted, as all good Sherpas do, and all good professors do. You send me a little homework.
Yeah.
What out of all of these that you have given, you've given me a plethora. That's right. Yeah. A plethora of movies for me to invest in.
Yeah.
What are the top three that you want to send me home with as homework?
Well, because you didn't go to high school with your lady, and neither did I, I want you to take your lady to high school, and I want you to show her Say Anything, right?
Say Anything.
You're going to go to graduation. You're going to go to a little party. You're going to have that high school experience via Say Anything. It's charming. You'll love it. Then I want you to hop on a plane. I want you to take her to Notting Hill. You know, I want you to buy her a travel book. And you're going to go to Notting Hill, and you're going to enjoy that journey, right? And then, man, it's tough. This is where it gets hard. I feel like you gotta have the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan experience, and it's got to be You've Got Mail, dude. You've Got Mail might be Apex Mountain for the genre. At any rate, it is a reference piece and a classic. So you got a little homework, and I'm gonna keep you accountable. I'm gonna check in with you. Okay,
that's good. Yes,
I'm gonna give you a little check in and see how you're doing. And
I need you to be my Sherpa Covenant Eyes.
I'm gonna be your rom com Covenant Eyes guy. Right,
rom com Covenant Eyes.
Right? I'm gonna get that little report, and it's gonna say Joshua didn't look at any rom coms this week, and then we're gonna have a hard talk.
You're gonna give me a call and be like, hey bud, I just got the email.
Yeah, right, hey bud,
what's going on?
Under stress? Have you had a tough week? You didn't look at any rom-coms this week. Yeah.
No rom-coms this week, man. Yeah. I want you to take the chair and, you know, put it backwards and sit on it with your arms on the top and be like, all right, man, hey.
Like, so hey, we're going to have a tough combo. Talk with you, bud? We're going to have a tough combo, but I'm tender and I'm not judging you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tender but firm. Exactly. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Like a good rom-com, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Man. Ted, that was a masterclass. I have to say, that was a TED Talk, if there ever was a TED Talk, masterclass of the rom-com genre. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I hope our listeners appreciate it. And listeners, if you want to join us, it's summer. I feel like rom-coms, I could be wrong, but I feel like summer is the time for rom-coms.
I love it.
I feel like you're out there, right? It's loose, it's free. You're having a great time. The weather's beautiful. You're in a good mood. I feel like it is time to dip the toe into this genre that I have not, that I have honestly, possibly emotionally been avoiding for fear of liking it too much.
Oh.
It's possible.
That's something we need to unpack. Maybe in our next session we unpack that. I put you on the chase. Things. Yeah, yeah.
Then digging into some things. Yeah.
Hey, if you want to hear Josh on the chase, run Don't Walk to Patreon. Join our little velvet rope community. It's nice back there. Right, you might see Josh laying down on a chaise lounge, and me with a notebook hovering over him, saying, "Dig into that." You know, keep going.
That's worth $5. I'd pay for that. Yeah, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you guys for listening. Make sure to hit us up on all of the socials at CluckCast. Send us your movie recommendations. Send us your questions. Send us Ask Coach Cluck. Send us Ask Pastor Josh. Just send us anything you want to talk about, man. We are suckers for it, and we love doing it. So we thank you all. We'll catch you on the next episode of Cluck. Later.